Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Secrets Worth Keeping by Nikita Parmenter, narrated by Chris Chambers and Veronica Fox. Chapter 1. Trick. Ever's been a while in the bathroom, Luce says, his tone concerned, as his gaze drifts to the back of the seating area where the hallway to the bathroom is. She was really freaked out when you brought up that we needed to talk about Jensen and you kissing her in front of everybody. Rafe signs. I sigh heavily and scrub my hand through my hair. I know she was, but this has been going on for a while now. We really do need to talk to her about it. I reply wearily. The last thing I want to do is scare her off, especially since we just got her back. These last couple of weeks, even with all the shit that's happened at school with Selena and that fucking stalker, have been the best of my life. And I know for a fact that I'm not the only one that feels this way about the situation. I haven't seen my brothers this happy or settled in a very long time. She's good for us. Jensen is still staring toward the bathrooms worriedly, and I know he won't relax until he knows for sure that she's okay. And that's not something I can help him with. The only person that can reassure him is Ever herself. I glance around the now crowded diner in a bid to try to distract myself until she comes back. Everyone's had the same idea as us, and now the dance has ended, most of the kids from school have turned up here. We're all getting more attention than usual, but the looks people send our way are at least respectful, if not curious. I should have thought it through better and not kissed her in front of everyone. But I had to reassure her. I'm completely unashamed of her and what we have with her, and kissing her was the first thing that came to mind to help me prove that. I just hope that she feels the same. We've been quite careful in making sure that none of us kiss Ever in front of everyone at school after Jensen did it the first time. The only exception was when I asked her to the dance. And if I'm honest, that was unplanned. I had no idea she would react like that. But as soon as her lips landed on mine, I was gone. It was probably better that I kissed her again instead of one of the other guys. Otherwise, the rumors really would have gone crazy. I'm going to check on her, Jensen says, finally having had enough of trying to be patient. We all watch him walk briskly towards the back corridor, ignoring the greetings he's getting along the way. Guys! Jensen suddenly yells, loud enough that the whole dining area quiets. We're up and out of the booth instantly and racing towards the corridor that Jensen disappeared down. Only one thing would make him shout like that. Several people start to get up to follow us since it's obvious something is going on, and they're nosy fuckers. Sit the fuck down, I command them, and everyone immediately sits back down, no one daring to move a muscle. We race down the corridor, and the others are all ahead of me, so when they stop in their tracks, I'm forced to push through them, dreading what I'm going to find. What the fuck happened? I demand. She's not here. I already checked the bathrooms, Jensen tells Luce as he moves toward them. She's fucking gone, but I don't think she went willingly. I found this, he says, clearly holding on to his calm by the thinnest thread, as he holds up Ever's shoe, his fingers twitching. Trick! Ever's screams echo through the hallway, turning my blood ice cold at the sheer amount of fear in it. The alleyway, Cash says urgently, already heading towards the door. He violently pushes it open, and we stop just outside of it, near a dark patch on the floor. Riot crouches down next to it, a deep frown on his face as he touches it lightly with his fingertips. It's blood, and it's fresh, he mutters as he confirms our worst fear. That fucking stalker! Jeremy must have her! Fuck! Luce paces the small space as he runs his hands through his hair. Rage heats my veins. How dare he try to take Ever from us? She is ours. A car door slamming shut has my head spinning up, and landing on an older model brown sedan parked in the shadows near the entrance to the alley. It's concealed well enough that I didn't even spot it. My feet start moving towards it before I've even consciously given them permission to do so. I hear the others' feet pounding behind me, but we are no match for a car, especially one that's trying to get away from us. As we get closer, something catches my attention in the back seat, and my entire body fills with a wave of anger that consumes all rational thought.
Oh God, no! Ever!
Jensen rages next to me.
Where the fuck are my knives? When did we decide it was fucking okay not to be fucking armed?
He rants as he loses his shit at the sight of Ever. Her bleeding and scraped face stares back at us from the back seat, grime and blood smeared across her beautiful features, painting a disturbing picture. One that is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. Her eyes seem glazed, and fuck knows where else she's injured if the damage to her face is anything to go by.
Fuck!
I roar. I turn as the car swerves onto the road, and my fingertips scrape the trunk of the vehicle before it speeds off. My anger boils over, my hands clenching into fists as darkness rises inside me. I turn and strike out at the alley wall, needing an outlet for all the rage and pain trying to drag me under. That dead man walking has just taken my heart. Our heart. Fuck. None of us will survive it if anything happens to her.
Come on, brother. Our girl needs us.
Riot says firmly, gripping my shoulder tightly and urging me to get a hold of myself. Guilt pierces through me as I spin on my heel and march back into the building. Here I am, freaking out whenever needs me to be strong.
Everybody shut the fuck up!
Rafe roars, shocking the shit out of the entire diner and ensuring everyone falls silent immediately.
Keys,
I growl. This isn't the first kidnapping we've dealt with. Jensen has a habit of getting himself kidnapped by Tomlinson, and because it kept happening, we decided to put some protocols in place. Several of our guys throw their car keys in our direction. I catch a set, and so do Rafe and Cash. I nod my thanks briefly as we rush out the doors and to the cars.
Trick!
Luce shouts, gaining my attention.
Are we herding him towards October Road?
Yeah, he's probably heading that way anyway. It's the quickest route out of town.
I call back, hopping into the car as Riot hops in the passenger seat with me. Rafe has Jensen, with Luce and Cash in the other car. We pull out of the lot and instantly floor it, weaving through the traffic like we've done this several times before, which we have. To be honest, I think Jensen gets himself kidnapped on purpose just because he's bored. He's usually far too pleased with himself when we eventually find him bloody and bruised, usually surrounded by several knocked-out Tomlinson fuckers.
Hang on, sweetheart. We're coming for you, I mutter quietly.
Riot grips my shoulder tightly, silently offering his support. I usually curse living in a small town, what with the lack of anonymity. But one thing we have going for us now is that unless you want to add an extra 2 hours onto your journey, there really is only one way out of town, and that's through the wooded roads out by October Farm.
Man, it's been too long since we saw his car. Maybe he's not trying to head out to town,
Riot growls.
He has to be. Only an idiot would kidnap someone and then keep them in the same tiny-ass town. And he has to know the police know about him, too.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
Dude, you're not fucking helping right now!
I snap at him.
Shit, sorry. You're right.
He pauses.
There, Trick! That's the fucking car! Floor it!
We can't ram him off the road like we normally would. We can't risk ever getting hurt.
Just nudge him when he looks like he's going down a side road away from the back road then, like we usually do, but softer.
Riot suggests worriedly. Good idea. Call the guys and fill them in. And get Rafe to go through the track in the woods we built. Hopefully it's not too overgrown. And he can cut them off. That fucker is not leaving town with our Everly. You got it, boss. Riot agrees unthinkingly. The guys have always deferred to me as a leader in these situations, and I fell into it naturally when we were kids.
What's happening?
Rafe immediately barks through the Bluetooth in the car.
Can you see the fucker's car yet?
Cash asks harshly.
It's up in front. We're going to do the usual, but we're going to have to be gentler. We can't risk hurting Ever.
Riot explains the plan, and I watch Rafe split off from behind us, the car with Cash and Luce taking its place.
Stay on the line, I add. Fuck!
Riot suddenly swears harshly, and my gaze swings away from my side mirrors, immediately focusing back on the car in front.
She looks so much worse closer up. She looks like she's been dragged across the gravel face down.
I growl out between clenched teeth. Harsh curses come across the Bluetooth, each of us struggling with the fact that she is hurt, and we weren't there to stop it again. I want to reassure her in some way, but I know she won't be able to see me from this far away. She knows our cars. She won't recognize these cars and see that we're coming for her. Just as I think about flashing my headlights at her, in the vague hope that she understands, her eyes widen in fear, and tears start making fresh tracks down her bloodied cheeks as her head snaps back around to face the front.
I'm going to kill that fucker, I curse as I nudge his bumper when he tries to turn down a side road. Did you see that?
Riot says, his voice troubled.
See what?
Jensen growls.
What the fuck happened?
Jeremy obviously just said something to Ever, and whatever it was terrified her. I've never seen her look like that before.
Riot explains, his voice strained.
Fuck! Hurry the fuck up! Let's fucking end this once and for all!
Jensen says coldly, his voice hard.
We can't fucking kill him,
Rafe warns.
Why the fuck not?
Lou surprisingly growls. He's usually the more level-headed one of us. But then again, this is Ever. She breaks all the rules.
Because, dumbass, that's murder. And the cops already know that he's the one stalking Ever. There were too many witnesses at the fucking diner. Witnesses that weren't our people. It's too fucking messy. I know for certain we can use force to make him stay put if he tries to escape while we're waiting for the police to show up, though. Especially if he hits first.
Rafe growls, a dark glee hidden behind his words.
Jensen, is Maddie's brother still in lockup?
I question as we enter the first stretch of the back road by October Farm.
Yes.
Does he still owe you a favor?
Yep. I think it might be time to collect on the debt owed. He chuckles darkly.
Where are you guys?
Luce asks.
Still driving through the woods about a half a mile out. Are we going to make it?
Rafe asks.
Yeah, but only just. Thank fuck we had it made.
Yeah, well, it became necessary after someone fucking decided it was fun to get kidnapped,
Cash accuses.
I was bored, Jensen defends loudly like it would actually be a valid argument to explain why he kept letting himself get kidnapped. It's fucking not. Through the back window of the car, I can just about make out Ever wriggling around in the back seat, and I wonder what she's up to. I know our girl. And I know she won't give up without a fight. But I'm also worried that whatever the cunt said to her triggered her on some level. She doesn't know that we've come for her, and if she panics, I'm worried she might do something impulsive.
Guys, we need to hurry this up. If whatever that cunt fucking said to her triggered her, then she might not be thinking clearly. I can see her moving around in the back seat.
I warn them. Her movements are jerky, and it's a high possibility that when we do get to her, she's going to be in shock, or getting there. Riot warns, studying Ever's blacked-out form intently.
Got it!
The others all confirm together, their concern more than evident in the harshness of their voices.
We're nearly at the exit onto the road. It should be about 2 minutes, tops.
Remember full beam. Blind the fucker. People automatically stomp on the brakes when they can't fucking see.
Cash reminds him.
Luce, when he finally stops, you pull up on the right. Then you, Riot, and Jensen get Ever.
I command before Jensen interrupts me.
What the fuck? I want to knock the shit out of that fucker.
He threatens, rage pulsing in his tone. Can you honestly fucking say that you won't kill him? I ask seriously.
No.
Jensen bites out harshly.
Get our girl to safety, brother,
Riot says softly, and Jensen grunts on the other end, but I know he'll go to Ever.
Rafe, me, you, and Cash have got that Jeremy fucker.
I sigh heavily.
Don't fucking kill him,
I instruct again. They all need to hear it more than once.
Got it, boss.
They all echo back to me, the reluctance to agree evident in their combined voices.
Rafe, I see you. Don't swerve unless it really looks like he won't fucking stop.
I hold my breath as Rafe's full-beam headlights hit Jeremy's car, momentarily blinding him as Rafe continues driving towards him at full speed. The car swerves, and I panic that the dick isn't going to save it in time. Then, at the last second, the fucker straightens the car back out, and I release the breath I was holding, loosening my white-knuckled grip on the steering wheel.
Fuck. That was close.
Rafe breathes out harshly.
Come on, slow the fuck down.
Luz is chanting from the car behind us. I'm seconds away from calling it and telling Rafe to pull out of the way, when Jeremy finally slams on the brakes. The guys react immediately, boxing the car in so it can't go anywhere. I leave the engine on and leap from the vehicle, Riot doing the same as me. He rushes to Ever's side of the car, yanking the door open and reaching in for her. I can't focus on them right now, though. If I do, this fucking cunt might escape. And after what he's put Ever through, he'd have to be fucking dreaming if he thought we would let that happen. I yank open his door, chuckling as the idiot panics, trying to get off his seatbelt. Rafe and Cash flank me as I haul him out of the car the second his seatbelt unsnaps, and pin him to the side of it by his throat. He's by no means a small guy, but he is smaller than me. And more to the point, I have rage on my side. He hurt our girl. He tried to take her from us. I take a deep breath and push the festering anger aside. We can't kill him. Too many witnesses, I remind myself. It should scare me that the thought even crossed my mind, but the guys and I have always been a little fucked in the head. We've done dark things to dangerous people, which is why the thought doesn't scare me. Some things are worse than death. Plus, there isn't anything we wouldn't do forever.
I'm not fucking scared of you. I'm saving her.
He whines pathetically as he struggles uselessly in my grip. I glance over my shoulder and share a dark look with Rafe and Cash.
Saving her from us?
I ask, deceptively calm.
Yes!
He spits at me with no sense of self-preservation.
If you really cared about her, you'd let her leave with me. I can protect her from you.
He growls, a pleading note to his voice, almost as if he thinks we would actually listen to his insane suggestion and just back off. I punch him hard in the face, enjoying his yowl of pain as bones crunch under my fist.
I pull my fist back to strike again, but Rafe places a warning hand on my shoulder. So instead, I ask a question. What were you going to do with her? I ask.
I was going to set her up somewhere, far away from you.
He obviously lies. The guy has a seriously shitty poker face.
He was going to marry me and enjoy breaking me in.
Everly growls from the other side of the car. I don't dare look in her direction yet. If I see how bad her injuries are, I'm not going to be responsible for what I do next. My hand tightens around his throat as my vision tints red with rage. I know perfectly well what he was planning, and it makes me sick to my core. I bring my leg up and slam it into his balls so fucking hard that he immediately cries out. I let go of his throat as he curls forward and pukes his guts up from the pain. As soon as he's done, I shove him with my booted foot towards Rafe and Cash, and they immediately smack him back down. I chose these two to help me deal with this since I thought they would be the ones most able to keep their cool. Jensen loves violence far too much, and with someone he cares about being hurt, he's going to be even more deadly. Meaning that once he starts, he won't be able to stop, and we wouldn't be able to make him stop either. Luce cannot stand a woman being hurt. None of us can, but it triggers memories for him, and he and Jensen become far more alike than anyone would have guessed. Riot is there to keep them busy and to stop them from attempting to come over here once they get a good look at whatever that fucker did to Ever. He is the voice of reason in this situation. Looking at my brothers now, as we play with Jeremy, I know I'm going to have to desperately keep a grip on that control I'm so fucking famous for, because I can see Rafe and Cash losing theirs quickly.
You think we're the one she needs protecting from?
Rafe roars as he jumps and lands a devastating blow on the side of Jeremy's head. He goes down like a sack of potatoes, but quickly shakes it off again and jumps up. We've surrounded him, and he tries to escape by going past Cash, wrongly assuming that he's the weakest out of the three of us. Cash jumps and kicks him in the chest, making him stumble backwards.
Where the fuck do you think you're going? Playtime isn't over yet.
Cash smirks. He can be really fucking creepy when he wants to be. Jeremy spins towards me, and I catch him with an uppercut. Both of his eyes are swollen, his cheeks split, his nose is broken from my earlier hit, and he has one arm wrapped around himself, so I'm guessing he has a broken rib or two as well. 5 minutes, Jensen growls from behind us, alerting us that he's called the cops, and they're only 5 minutes out. His voice is dark with violence, and it wouldn't surprise me if Riot were holding him back right now.
Take him down, I order Cash.
Cash nods once, and as Jeremy spins towards him, eyes wide with terror, Cash darts forward and has him restrained on the floor in seconds. It never fails to amaze me how fucking quickly he can do that. Unfortunately, we can't use cable ties to secure him like we would usually do. The cops would definitely find that suspicious. Once Cash has restrained him so he can't move an inch, I bend down and make sure his swollen eyes meet mine, grabbing a handful of his fucking ridiculously stupid bright yellow hair. I lower my voice dangerously.
If you ever come near our, I make sure to enunciate, Everly again, we will not be so fucking lenient. We will torture and then bury you. Make no mistake, we will enjoy every motherfucking second of it.
He's shaking in fear as color leaches from his face. He has no fucking idea who he's messing with. If Atlas were here, he would have killed the fucker and not thought twice about it. I'm not sure if that makes us lucky or unlucky right now.
Good luck in jail. We've got a couple of friends who are going to give you a nice welcome. I chuckle darkly as I release his head, making it bounce off the hard ground. Sirens blare in the distance, and we all take a step back, adopting casual poses, apart from Cash, who continues to hold the deathly pale and now sobbing Jeremy on the floor.
Chapter 2. Everly. Trick may have spoken quietly to Jeremy, but it's the middle of the night, on a back road, in the middle of nowhere. I heard him clear as day, and I'm not even going to try to lie and say it didn't give me the warm and fuzzies, because it absolutely did. So what does that say about me? And do I care? Nope.
Sunshine, where are you hurt?
Riot asks urgently. When I realized that the men pulling me out of the car were actually Jensen, Luce, and Riot, I collapsed in relief and haven't stopped sobbing since. I was aware of my other guys beating the shit out of Jeremy, but I was just so fucking grateful that they came for me that it didn't even occur to me to watch. You came for me, I say quietly when my sobs are finally slow enough for me to speak. I'm gently turned in Luce's arms. Jensen was holding me, but as soon as I said what Jeremy had planned for me, he passed me off to Luce, and now Riot is holding him back from going over to Jeremy's prone form. I have to agree it's a good call, since Jensen is statue still. Almost as if he moves a single muscle, he won't be able to hold himself back from killing Jeremy. Violence has completely consumed any light in his eyes.
I promised you we'd always come for you, sweetheart.
Trick reminds me gently, his gaze finally landing on me and his eyes flashing with pain as they land on my battered face.
I'm so sorry,
he mutters as he steps closer. I tug him to me, not leaving the safety of Luce's arms. I'm going to be a clingy bitch for a while, and I'm not even sorry about it. I pull him even closer, his chest brushing against mine as I look up at him. It's not your fault. You guys saved me. I try to smile, but end up grimacing in pain as the movement pulls at the scrapes on my face.
Oh, ever.
Trick says, his voice pained as he leans down and lightly traces my lips with his. Fortunately, it's more the side of my face that's covered in gravel rash, and my lips are blood and gore free.
Ever.
Jensen growls out from beside me. So much pain and violence swirling in him that it's caused his voice to deepen. My head snaps towards him, and this time I do take a step away from Luce and Trick. They're not willing to let me go yet, though, and end up just moving with me. This is a good job, because as I take a single step away from Luce and towards Jensen, my legs give out. His arms snap out to catch me, and he gently pulls me back towards him. As he stares down into my eyes, I can see that his demons have fully come out to play in the depths of his green eyes. You got to me in time, Jensen, I say, trying to reassure him, reaching my hand up to cup his cheek.
You're hurt,
he growls. I am, but nothing too serious. I'm scraped up to shit, and I think I might have a concussion, but other than that, I am absolutely fine. His eyes trace over my features before he reluctantly nods. My undamaged cheek lands on his chest as his arms wrap around my waist. Luce and Trick each have a hand on my back, and I feel Riot reach around Jensen and stroke my hair.
Where are you scraped up?
Rafe asks, his voice rougher than usual as he moves to stand near the rest of us. What's wrong with your voice? Are you okay? I ask worriedly.
That's what you're worried about right now,
Rafe asks incredulously.
He's done a lot of talking this evening. His voice isn't used to it after years of not being used.
Cash calls from the other side of the car, where I'm guessing he's still pinning a suspiciously quiet Jeremy to the floor.
Yeah, that. And he pretty much roared at all the people in the diner, scared the living shit out of half of them.
Jensen snorts, his chest moving under my head. And I raise my eyebrow at Rafe. He leans forward carefully without dislodging any of the others and gently kisses me. It would seem that normal people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?